Let's go to Danny in Michigan, and he's got a question about a tooth replacement. Are you there, Danny?
Oh, yes. Hey, Doc.
Hey, how you doing? How old a man are you?
47.
And how much do you weigh?
198.
Okay. And so what are you thinking of doing, putting an implant in?
Well, they want to put. They want to make a bridge.
Okay.
Number 17 has been removed.
Mm-hmm.
It's behind it, right before the molars.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that has the cavity in it. So they want a bridge from that one to the towards the front of the mouth.
Well, you know, I can't say that I like the idea of a bridge. I've certainly tolerated them and had some myself, but only because there were no other options. See, the brain, everything in your body has been engineered with such precision that it's almost unbelievable. But the base of your brain, the only way it gets oxygen is when you chew. Now, each of the teeth can respirate, the upper teeth, can respirate different areas of the brain. I mean, this is one complicated machine, okay? And it's definitely not for us kindergarten folks. But I can stand back and show the first sign of wisdom, respect, okay? So what I would say is consider getting a zirconium implant. This will continue the respiration of the brain. It won't force the crowning of the adjacent teeth. It will allow you to have a much better bite and chewing. And I would not be a fan at this point in time, now that there's synthetic diamond zirconium implants. We don't need to use a titanium one. And I am so amazed at the dentist wanting to continue to use these titanium implants. They're not stronger. They don't have better shear strength. They're a cell phone antenna. They were 100% failure when first installed because of biofilms forming on this junk metal. They then ceramic coated them and got by it. They're currently making two-piece. Biofilms form where they unite the two pieces. The zirconium ones are single-piece. I'll tell you, I just don't get it. You know, I guess my handicap is I'm a little too logical. But what I would do is look around and see if you can find someone who's had some good experience doing the zirconium ones, and maybe call one or two of the QRA practitioners in your area and see if they can refer you to someone. Okay, Danny?
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Bye now.